Please remain seated for this part. No need to rise. This scripture lesson today, sermon, is from Pastor Mark Weiss. It has an introductory paragraph before we get to the text of the sermon. It's entitled, Rest for the Weary. There are many personal invitations from God in Scripture. There's an invitation to worship. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, from Psalm 95, verse 6. An invitation to call upon God when we are in trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me, from Psalm 50, verse 15. An invitation to turn to God for forgiveness. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. An invitation to repent and believe the good news, Mark chapter 1, verse 15. An invitation to approach the throne of grace with confidence, Hebrews 4, 16. An invitation to cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5, 7. Yet, of all God's invitations, there is perhaps none more personal, powerful, or precious than the invitation of Jesus Christ in today's text, Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and had revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here ends the text. Labor means hard work. To be heavy laden means to be weighed down. It's interesting to see how the Bible uses these two words, labor and heavy laden, in our context. For example, Acts chapter 20, verse 10 uses the same Greek word for heavy laden to describe a heavy cargo of a sailing ship. And Luke 5 uses the same Greek word for labor to describe how the Lord's disciples toiled all night without catching a single fish. Of course, Jesus wasn't talking about the cargo of a ship or the hard, frustrating work of commercial fishing when he said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." However, these images, a ship's cargo and a long night of frustrating fishing, graphically illustrate the way we often go through life. How many of us at this moment are carrying around problems like the heavy cargo of a sailing ship, sinking lower and lower into frustration and weariness? How many of us at this moment are laboring at something without seeing any results? Laboring to save a troubled marriage, laboring to beat an addiction, laboring to reconcile estranged family members, laboring to live with severe pain, laboring to find a better job amid mountains of bills, laboring to resist temptation, laboring to be free of remorse and guilt, laboring to carry out a personal or congregational ministry. In Romans 7, Paul describes another type of hard labor that often leaves us worn out and frustrated, namely, the war within. This is the war between our old and new natures, the sincere desire to please God and the reality of repeatedly failing to do so. Listen closely and you'll actually hear the frustration in Paul's words. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. And then in frustration he cries out, "What a wretched man I am." And his experience is our experience. Significantly, the Greek word translated as labor in today's text comes from another Greek word that means to strike or beat. I say significantly because to this very day, we speak of the way in which life's labors and heavy burdens beat us up and beat us down. Isn't that true? How many expressions do we have that convey this very feeling? I'm ready to throw in a towel. I'm at the end of my rope. I'm just a bundle of nerves. I'm at my wit's ends. I've had it. I can't take this anymore. And there's another heavy burden we've not yet mentioned. The burden that people place on their own shoulders when they believe they can save themselves. Jesus used the same word, heavy laden, to describe the manner in which the religious leaders of Israel were burdening their people with made-up additions to the Mosaic law. And you experts in the law, Jesus says in Luke 11:46, woe to you because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift a finger to help them. Many religious leaders still do the same today. They impose the same horrible, unbearable burdens when they teach in direct opposition to Scripture that people are saved by human deeds instead of relying solely upon God's grace and Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Tell me, after everything we just said about labors, heavy burdens, and weariness of life, doesn't this invitation of Jesus sound wonderful? In fact, isn't this invitation of Jesus exactly what you've been waiting for? But what type of rest did Jesus mean? Bodily rest? Spiritual rest? I like to suggest that Jesus meant both. The spiritual rest, as the emphasis of our text is obvious from the Savior's words in Matthew 11:29, and you will find rest for your souls. This is that deep inner part of our being that can only be satisfied and set at rest by Jesus Christ. What did the psalmist say? My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 42:2. Yet while the emphasis of our text is clearly on spiritual rest, I believe Jesus would also want us to include bodily rest or physical rest. Why do I say this? I say this because bodily rest is intimately connected to spiritual rest. Isn't that true? If you are tossing and turning on the inside, I can all but guarantee that you are tossing and turning in your bed. I'm not suggesting that turning to Jesus Christ is a magic cure for insomnia. However, I am simply suggesting that if we truly gave our burdens, fears, and worries to the Lord, instead of chewing and chewing them like a piece of worn-out, tasteless gum, that we sleep better at night. To think otherwise is to ignore the words of Psalm 4. I will lay down and sleep in peace, because you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Are you laboring and heavy laden? Are you weary and seeking rest? Look no further than today's text. In it, Jesus uses three important verbs, each in the imperative mode, to teach us where to find true rest and how to keep it. An imperative verb is a verb with an exclamation point. The imperatives are, come to me, take my yoke, and learn from me. Come, take, learn. The first imperative of Jesus, come to me. Why is coming to Jesus for rest so urgent and so important? Dear friend, if you are truly weary of soul, if you are weary deep down to the very fiber of your being, if you are frustrated by all the disappointments and uncertainties of your life, you won't find true rest in anything or anyone else other than Jesus Christ. You won't. There are scores of Bible passages I could cite, but two will suffice. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In John 15, Jesus used this vivid illustration of a vine and its branches. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's John 15, verse 5. No one attains true rest and true peace apart from Jesus Christ. Like it or not, accept it or not, this is the certain and exclusive claim of Scripture. If you want to be saved, Jesus is not a way, but the only way. If you want forgiveness, Jesus is not a way, but the only way. If you want to lose the weight of problems and burdens, Jesus is not a way, but the only way. If you want true rest, Jesus is not a way, but the only way. Any other means of finding rest, whether it's fame, fortune, relationships, careers, narcotics, alcohol, the many recommendations of the worldly wise and the prudent are all but temporary at best and destructive at worst. The Bible gives only one source for rest, and it is in the imperative. If you want to rest, come to Jesus. The second imperative, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. If come to me is a verb of invitation, then take my yoke is a verb of application. Why application? We know where to find the answers, but we often don't take the answers to heart. We hear the words of Jesus, come to me for rest, but we don't always apply them. Why? I'm not certain. Perhaps our first inclination is to look for rest on our own. Perhaps another reason is that too often the word of God may seem insignificant or weak when compared to the magnitude of our burdens and problems. Jesus is fine for Sunday school and little children, but not for adults who live in a grown-up world of terrorism and wars, divorces and disease, bankruptcies and foreclosures. It was precisely this type of grown-up pretentiousness that Jesus opposed when he said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. The Greek word translated as babes can mean infants or little children, but it can also mean childlike. Notice I said childlike, not childish. It's when we come to Jesus with the trust of a little child, ignoring sight and living by faith, knowing that he loves us, knowing that he has saved us, knowing that he'll never leave us or forsake us or allow our trust in him to even see one instance of disappointment. Then and there we realize the promise of entering into God's rest. Take my yoke upon you, Jesus said. Wear it, use it, apply it. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word translated as easy more literally means well-fitting. At the time of Jesus, Jewish rabbis used the phrase, take my yoke, to mean become my disciple. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't just come to me, follow me, live life through me. You'll find that my yoke, my instruction, my love perfectly fits your every need. And the third and final imperative of Jesus, learn from me. To translate more literally, go on learning from me. If you can name one thing that wearies, worries, frightens, and robs you of sound sleep, wouldn't it be uncertainty? All those what if questions. What if I get sick? What if I die? What if I lose my job or retirement? What if I can't pay my bills? That list is endless. And at the heart of this endless list is the all too frequent assumption that God is sleeping or unaware of our problems or couldn't care less about our labors or burdens, or worse, that God is out to get us, as if the Almighty were nothing more than a mean schoolboy pulling the wings off of a fly. Can you understand then why Jesus said, "Learn from me"? Why immediately prior to his blessed invitation to rest, Jesus said, "No one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him"? In Christ Jesus, we have the fullest revelation of who God is and what God is like. He is the God who loved us enough to sacrifice his Son, Jesus Christ, for us. When we view life this way, through the sacrifice of Jesus, we know without question that the same God will meet all of our needs in Christ. Dear friend, if today you are laboring or heavy laden or weary, heed the personal invitation of Christ to come to him, partake of him, learn of him, and so obtain true rest. The outcome is certain. "I will give you rest," said Jesus, "and you will find rest for your souls." The Lutheran hymnal contains no less than 5 hymns based on today's text. Hymns number 149, 277, 281, 456, and 513. Having heard this text again, perhaps we can all appreciate why there are so many hymns, so many lyrics, and so much praise to Jesus for his rest. May this be our concluding thought and our bedtime prayer. I hear the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down, you weary one, lay thou thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad." Here ends our sermon.